This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And happening on Wednesday, the beginning of a three-day event with Aviva Health. Got a couple of the folks in to talk about that. The annual nonprofit summit. Ken Averitt's Vice President of Infrastructure and Organization. Ken, what can you tell us about what's going on?
Yeah, so we have an event coming up on Wednesday, three-day event. This is a nonprofit summit where different organizations can come and learn about different skills and skill sets that we have. Blind Out. We have What to Do Wednesday, which is a lot of things that pertain to what you're doing in a nonprofit organization. We have Thoughtful Thursday, which is things that kind of lead to deeper thought on why we're doing what we're doing. And then on Friday we have Funding Friday, which we have a lot of funders and other places where nonprofits can get funding and support for boards and CEOs.
So you get pretty creative about that. Allison Pinkelman's in here as well. Talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So get real close to the microphone.
Oh, sure thing. So I'm the Public Health Programs Coordinator at Aviva Health, and I have the privilege of being a co-lead on this project with Ken. So we're super excited to bring this training opportunity to Oregon for the second year in a row. Last year was our inaugural summit, and this year we're hoping to expand the training. So not only are we offering trainings for nonprofits to learn about how to prevent embezzlement, how to prevent their IT being possibly hacked, but Ken is doing an incredible presentation on AI. I'm doing a presentation on how to overcome imposter syndrome. We have a wide array of really incredible presenters. One is focusing on advocacy. It's going to be a great time, so we're hoping folks come out and enjoy the trainings.
So are the folks that are attending, are they all Douglas County organizations, or does this reach farther out?
We're focused on Douglas County, Coos County, and Curry County. So those are the counties that we're focusing on for this summit.
And how many people do you expect out, or how many groups do you expect to be represented?
Right now we have 103 people, 103 applicants registered. And so I think that encompasses about 88 different organizations.
So, Allison, what goes into planning something like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. We started planning last year, probably around September, August, and a bunch of aspects go into planning this, but particularly something we wanted to focus on was equity. So having scholarships available, and we're lucky to have a wide array of nonprofits in Douglas County who have received scholarships. But other than that, we've been planning food, we've been planning amazing speakers, and we're just hoping to see you all out there soon.
Now, one of the things you mentioned was IT, and Ken, that's kind of one of your things. I know in nonprofits, when you are on limited budgets and you don't have a lot of discretionary income, I'm guessing there's some organizations that are a little more open and vulnerable to hacks and things like that because they haven't had the time or resources to deal with making sure everything is good in their IT.
Yeah, that's correct. A lot of nonprofits don't really have the resources to spend to combat those things that are happening around the internet. And so, this gives them an opportunity to use some of those tools that are either low cost or free to nonprofits to be able to secure their businesses and make sure that things are running correctly.
Now, you mentioned artificial intelligence as well. Ken is standing here, so he is a real person. How does that tie in with nonprofits?
Well, I think AI is tying into a lot of different things going forward. You're going to see that in a lot. AI and machine learning are helping people to be able to do a lot of different things. We have some network software that actually helps to identify when hackers are coming in and trying to attack us. And so AI is on the future horizon, and we're trying to embrace it.
So, Allison, if there's somebody from a nonprofit listening, is it too late to get signed up for this?
No, absolutely not. You can sign up today. You could actually walk in and sign up right in person if you wanted to on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. We have three-day tickets available as well as one-day tickets. And we also have one scholarship slot available if you're interested.
And what's the cost for this?
It's $75 a day or
$150 for a 3-day ticket.
All right, the Nonprofit Summit happening starting Wednesday. Anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, we'd just love to thank our sponsors, Umpqua Health Alliance, the Ford Family Foundation, Adapt Integrated Healthcare, Deschutes Investment Consulting, Roseburg Tracker, and the Nonprofit Association of Oregon. We really appreciate their commitment to supporting nonprofits in Douglas County.
All right.
Yeah, without their support, we wouldn't be able to put on such a low-cost event for those nonprofit organizations in this area.
All right, Allison Pickleman, Ken Averett, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, 8:36 at the Morning Report.